If anyone can carve out a niche in the local food scene, it's a baker. Sure, it can be a challenge to come up with something that isn't already being offered by someone else, but bakers who thrive in business are creative by nature. In Aurelia, there is no shortage of options for those looking to satisfy a sweet tooth, and one of the most recent additions to the baking community is Cocos Cookies. Nicole Heppenstall opened the shop at 247 West Street N in November 2020. I didn't honestly expect to have any customers other than my family and friends, she said. That thought quickly changed. Heppenstall figured she could run the entire business by herself, but it wasn't long before her fiancé, Tyson Renshaw, joined the team. Turns out quality cookies are in high demand. There were no specialty cookie shops here when we opened, Heppenstall said. Customers flock to Cocos in anticipation of new varieties, but also for the staples, like chocolate chip, ginger molasses, brown sugar and butterscotch. Once inside, they'll find there's much more than cookies to tempt the taste buds. My sweet tooth has mellowed over the years, so I was excited to see some savory treats, too. Try the cheese and herb buns or, better yet, the garlic and cheddar biscuits. They're one of the best sellers, and for good reason. Unlike many biscuits, these ones are relatively thin, incredibly soft and loaded with cheese. Heppenstall is happy to offer a couple of savory options, but the place is called Cocos Cookies for a reason. You have to know what your strengths are, she said. Prime example. Double chocolate macaroon. She wouldn't tell me the secret, just that they are baked and it's a recipe she's had for years. They are just different from any other macaroon you'll have. It's true. Macaroons have been among my favorite treats since I was a kid, when my mom would have to pry me away from the ones she made. But Heppenstall stand out thanks to the thin, crispy shell and gooey, chocolatey center. Those textures make them the macaroon equivalent to the perfect brownie. Sweet has more than one meaning when it comes to local bakeries like Cocos, which has made it a point to support other area businesses and charitable causes. Whether it's selling granola and sauces from others in town or diverting tips to those who need them more than the Cocos owners, Heppenstall and Renshaw are doing their part to help the community. We try to keep everything as positive as we can, especially at this time, and give back to the community as much as we can, Renshaw said. On opening day, a friend asked Heppenstall where the tip jar was. She said she didn't need one. Someone else grabbed a jar, set it on the counter and said, "Okay, everybody, this is their tip jar." She didn't feel comfortable accepting the tips, and so began a monthly practice of donating all tips to local causes, more than $5,000 since the shop opened. "I'm just happy people are coming to my business at the end of the day," Heppenstall said. That sense of community can be found at another bakery in town. Victoria Ignato opened Sweet Time Bake Shop in downtown Aurelia almost 3 years ago. About a month later, she was approached by Couchiching Jubilee House, and that relationship has endured. Ignato has volunteered with the organization and has provided cakes and other goodies for the women and children it serves. She has also provided treats to the Aurelia Youth Center's young visitors and will be doing so again this Thanksgiving. "I'm always happy to lend a helping hand," she said. It's her way of thanking a community that has welcomed and supported her since she opened the shop at 64 Mississauga Street West. Custom cakes are Ignato's specialty. We're talking grand creations here. Whether it's a Paw Patrol-themed cake for a kid's birthday or a five-tier masterpiece for a wedding, Ignato tackles the task with passion. She's also willing to work within someone's budget. "I don't want anyone to ever not feel comfortable coming here because they think that we're going to be too expensive," she said. "Everyone should eat their cake for their birthday." Like Cocos, Sweet Time has a small market section featuring local goods. At Ignato's shop, all of those items are from female vendors. "Empowered women empower women," she said. While cakes are her main focus, she has become known for her variety of squares and cookie creations, including the seasonal pumpkin whoopie that's currently on offer. If she doesn't have what you're looking for, she's happy to point you in the direction of someone else in town who does. "There are so many people and so many places to go around that we should be supporting one another," Ignato said. She knows her lane and plays to her strengths. "All of the bakeries in town do such wonderful things that I don't even want to try doing, like butter tarts." Smart. After all, does she really want to be competing with Wilkie's? Not even a chance. The baking culture is growing in Aurelia. There's room for everyone and there's something for everyone, so there is no reason to not support all of them. By doing so, we're helping them support the community. It's a sweet cycle. The Good Stuff Cocos Cookies most popular, Double Chocolate Macaroon Nicole Hepinstall's favorite, Brown Sugar Cookie, for now, anyway, my favorite. Double Chocolate Macaroon for sweet, Garlic and Cheddar Biscuit for savory Sweet Time Bake Shop most popular, Nanaimo Bar Victoria Ignato's favorite, Scone and Pumpkin Whoopie my favorite, Lemon Square Nathan Taylor's local food and drink column appears every other Saturday.